Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Leroy, can you get a weather update?
Sure can.
Head on over to the Windowplex, brought to us by ChillZone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
All right. Let's move all of my stuff over here. It is cloudy with a slight breeze coming out of the north-northeast at about 10 miles an hour. It's cloudy. It looks like it may have a passing shower, but it doesn't really look like rain. And the temperature's right around 80. But other than that, it's a pleasant Florida fall day. I call it Florida fall because, well, you know, fall in Florida means same temperature, lower humidity. That's it.
See, I think we're getting an Arctic blast next week, though.
We got one this past week.
No, no,
yeah, it's supposed to be Monday or Tuesday.
I think we're getting a real one, though.
No, we're getting a real one where it's be in the 40s.
Not that fake Arctic blast.
Yeah. Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Are you guys talking about like a Taco Bell drink or something? Because what do you mean?
Like a little Arctic blast. You know, that atmosphere gets cold, no. Not a Baja blast.
No. Are you talking about the warmest, warm-blooded person that we know in Jennifer? She's always hot. Always. It's so hot in here.
Like, it's quite cool in here.
You can't name it that, and then it's like 70 degrees outside.
No, I think it's – well, it might be by like – I think we're going to have those.
Hold on. I'm going to check what the weather says.
We're going to have those chilly mornings. Frozen iguanas.
I'm going to see what chilly mornings
I want the whole day to be frozen.
This is by me. No. You know, the thing about down south is when it's cold, it warms up like 25 degrees. So that doesn't count. Hold on. 10 day. No. The cold is going to be on Tuesday. The low is going to be 63. That's nothing.
What?
Yeah, that's it. It was colder last week.
It says the low on Tuesday is 51.
Where? In Orlando, where you live.
I have Miami up here, Chief. All right.
He's I got Miami Davey. Right now.
Minus one for
I got
Sass,
Davey,
dude.
And it says on Tuesday, 63.
Minus one for Sass.
Let me see.
I like how he's just so skeptical. Like, why would I lie about this?
Because I'm the weatherman.
He is. He refuses. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com as the Miami Heat will close out their road trip tonight against the Denver Nuggets. Kasparis Jakachonis, he was upgraded to questionable yesterday with a groin. Tip-off is set for 9 o'clock. 7:45 is preheat. This is what Eric Spoelstra had to say about facing Denver to close out the road trip.
Then ending a four-game trip, as always it seems, in Denver at altitude. Is this maybe the ultimate challenge to see how far you guys
Let's
can push
go.
Yourself?
I don't know. You probably have the stat. I don't remember the last time we've won there in a regular season game. It's been a long time. So, let's stack up as much as we can. We'll play it on Mount Everest if we have to. All right.
We tried that in the final spot. That one didn't go. That didn't go great.
Hey, why does he do that? Right?
He is looser, though, this
now,
this year.
But the difference between Spo and Mike McDaniel is them championships, right?
For sure. He's got that cachet.
He says some of the same crazy stuff where we chuckle. That's so Spo.
Mike McDaniels.
Maybe McDaniels using too much Spo and doesn't have the doesn't have the title to be.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's funny. Two guys who go off on tangents the same way. Like, you know, if Mike McDaniels said, "We'll play this thing on Mount Everest. Let's go." You'd be like, "Hey, slow down. You can barely play in Florida."
If you could say it concise, that would be nice. He had a 5-minute answer that I was listening to before. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? He just won't stop."
You're not going
to
play that for us, are you?
Of course, I'm going to play at least part of it.
Because you want everybody to suffer.
Coaching points or messages that you want to deliver to Tua at this time.
He's not in here, right? We have, I think our first conversation today was, I don't know, in the sixes. A lot of my messages towards him have been very specific to the job that he's trying to do. And, you know, one thing about being a franchise quarterback in the National Football League is your expectations for yourself are very high. And you can feel as though your job is to do even more than really what your job is. And there's 11 players on the field playing every play, and they need him to help make them the best players they can be. That's the power of the quarterback.
That's it?
I got dumb just now.
Hey, wait. Jennifer, what was the question?
No idea.
That's when you know. He starts answering the question, and it gets to the point where you forgot where the question, because I forgot. It was something about.
What's his message
to
Tua?
How does he talk to Tua? Yeah, what's the message to Tua?
Yeah.
My favorite part was at the beginning, because that's all I heard, where he said, "Is he in the room?"
Yeah.
He's still got the jokey jokes.
I mean, what else can you do?
I don't know.
Right? What else can you do? Because, like, I've been in that, you know, where we've lost a bunch of games. And, like, you go week after week, how you losing these games. And, like, you get in the locker room and you just laugh. Not because you think it's funny, but because it just looks like you're not even trying, and you trying your hardest to win.
Is this,
and you can't.
This might be the laugh, because they seem pretty pissed after the last game, especially Jordan Brooks. He seemed really pissed because he was like, "Hey, can we stop turning the ball over?" And then you're like, "Oof, all right." But now, we're at the point of laughter if they get their teeth kicked in this week.
Here's the deal. Like, I've said, you know, ooh, all we needed was a stop at the end and we win. But I wasn't saying it to trash, you know, our defense. Because I followed up with, you know, they had a couple of good plays in there that our defense was on, but just couldn't get there or make the play. But, yeah, if we could have got that stop, we could have won. And I wasn't trashing my defense. I was just kind of, you know, reflecting on the game. But then I've also gone in and said, listen, I got one job, right? Run the football, give the football to the official. If I don't give the football to the official, that means I fumbled it, and that's never good. So, like, but they knew me based on how I've interacted and how I've talked about myself and included myself in those different situations that I'm not really going after anybody, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I don't know, man. But it gets to a point where you like I remember I had a season where we were like 6-10 or whatever. But every time I had a run of over 30 yards, it got called back for like 5 weeks in a row.
Yeesh.
And so I said, hell, I could have 1,000 yards by now if we didn't have holding penalties, right? And nobody got mad. Right? It was just kind of a factual thing. Wasn't calling anybody out, right? I'm in no position to call somebody out about mistakes on the football field. So there's that. I think you also have to know who's saying it, right? Who's saying those things? So when Brooks says it, right, and they say, oh, he was angry, just pissed off about losing, you know what I mean? That's how that comes out. Like, it, after a championship game, somebody said, if we could have just made a kick, right? Well, like, it's kind of – it's the reality of it. You're not really calling anybody out. Only a sensitive person – will be called out when it's actual factual stuff you're spewing.
Take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. You got Heat basketball back here tonight. Heat and Denver taking on the Nuggets. They never win in Denver. We'll see what they get done. This is a breeding
spot. That's a good positive thought.
I feel good. I don't want to, you know, oversell, Leroy.
You can't help it.
What?
It'll come in a text or something.
I mean, listen, I'm just going into this. I'm trying to go into every game this year, you know, clear eyes, ready to just see what happens. You know, if I react how I react, you know, no worries. Although I was reading some quotes from Anthony Chang. He spoke to Jovic before this matchup against his, of course, Serbian teammate. I was a big fan of the Serbian team in Eurobasket. Big disappointment for us. This summer, of course, losing to Finland. And Nico says, quote, he always makes fun of me because we haven't really won a game in the regular season versus them in a long time. So, yeah, I got to help this team win the game because I can't stand him talking so much trash. Never beat them.
That's how it goes.
He also says on this, him what they've talked about lately, he said, quote, we've talked about a lot of stuff. He was mad because I signed the extension. He wanted me in Denver.
He could have replied, yeah, but I told him I wanted him in Miami.
Well, maybe he knows from the Damian Lillard saga, keep it close to the vest, you know, and be able to ruin it.
You'll ruin it! You guys have been screwing us for the last 3 years, Adam Silver! Your time will come! I don't know what that means, but your time will come. You took Damian Lillard away from us, which then led to Terry Rozier here with a nefarious Hornets trade. What?
You sure you wanted Damian Lillard?
Oh, man, it would have been the best.
I'm sorry. Did you not see how much he wanted him?
No, yeah. I know.
Was he really asking that question? Not on our courts. Not on our courts. Not with this saltwater air, you know?
Okay.
It was an unhappy Achilles in Milwaukee. You know what they say about ligaments. You want to keep them happy.
That's why you took your ligament
one.
To see I'm Forgetting. What's that movie called?
Regretting.
Yeah, Regretting You.
Those were sleeping ligaments.
Man. Regretting You, the trading for Terry Rozier story.
That's a good comeback.
That would have been a much better movie, right?
Oh, this is going to make a hell of a movie.
Documentary.
Your time will come, Adam Silver. Give me my pick back, and I'll leave you alone. You swept this under the rug. Oh, what gambling scandal. Yeah. Dana White's doing the same thing this weekend, too, by the way, dude.
He goes on TMZ. He goes, oh, it was one fight. Sure. All right. Meanwhile, all these fighters are coming through, and they're like, yeah, you know what? I've been offered, you know, six figures to throw fights. I didn't do it. He goes, oh, and you didn't tell us? It's like, yeah, what do I do? I'm supposed to tell you that the mob approaches me, Dana? Didn't you leave Boston because the mob approached you? What are we talking about here? Why the hell would I tell you what the mob wants to do with me? It's scary. Let me get this straight. I'm supposed to tell you that somebody offered me to throw a fight at the Apex. Johnny Thumbs can get mad at me. What are you going to do about it? Not up purses, that's for sure. I'm lashing out. I apologize. The point is, the Heat got a win tonight against the Denver Nuggets. I'm tired of losing to them. And Jovic is too. And by the way, Jovic, let's hit some threes, huh? Let's go. Simone is taking all of your juice right now with the Mama Threes. You know what I'm saying? It's all over the place. Has Jax used it yet? Said he was. Maybe he's waiting for a home game.
A home game?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I was curious if he's used it yet. That's all. I just wanted to know. Oh, but if they do win tonight, meep, mother bleeping meep. Coming in with a weekend series against the two teams that screwed our franchise.
Yeah.
Hornets and Blazers.
Man. Did they screw our franchise or did Adam Silver do it?
Oh, them, him too. All of them. I'm not taking blame. Accountability. Crazy. So, I'm excited about that. Panthers, we got to get it going, dude. I don't know what to do. I need everybody on the same page. It's such a weird thing. Is Sam Bennett being a bit of a fat cat? Hard to say. I'm not going to say that to him. He's too menacing. But, you know, we got to get this together. We can't expect just to turn it on, Leroy. I don't know what the right proper amount of urgency it is to have for the Cats because I didn't like what I woke up to this morning, and I certainly didn't like what I watched on the highlights. But I don't know what the proper temperature of it's supposed to be because, you know, Paul Maurice even keeled the entire way. But that's his public face. We know that behind closed doors, that man can curse up a storm. So what's his true feelings? This is the time when you can answer. I mean,
what do you mean, what are his true feelings?
I don't know. You're just sitting there like just staring. We knew he would say it.
No, like I thought you were just like, who knows what Paul Maurice is really thinking?
I don't think he's
always so very calculated in these pressers.
I don't think he likes what he's seeing.
Oh, absolutely not. Seven goals being scored against. Did they have seven goals scored against them all last year?
I was really hopeful I woke up and a couple of them were empty netters. Because I saw the score and I was like, oh, that couple of them had to be empty netters, right? They got desperate like 5-3.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like, oh no, five unanswered.
Yeah.
It was putrid. It was not. I just kept my wife and son were getting ready for school, and they just hear me from the bedroom go, another rebound goal. I'm like, what are you yelling at? I'm like, Panthers bobbing the defense yesterday. Woof. But they are the champs. Like, when do I get crazy about it? I don't know what the appropriate time is. They're the champs without two of their best players. I can't be a maniac.
Have they been playing hockey for what, 3 weeks, a month?
Almost a month?
Yeah. Like, relax.
I'm trying.
Last year around Christmas, they went to a definite slump.
Yeah, right. I know.
And everybody said be patient then. And you be even more patient at the beginning of the season with all your players out.
You think
relax.
Do you think Bill's – this is the thing, though. Bill Zito's got a big set on him, you know, right? They call him Big Ball Zito. And you got to wonder –
Minus one.
Why am I getting minus one, dude?
Nobody calls him Big Ball Zito.
They call him Big Ball Zito.
You know what I loved about you? You tried so quick just to say it and just keep it moving, right? Just keep it moving like nobody's listening.
I don't even. Vlad, I just let it go.
Listen, we'll just call him BBZ for right now.
All right? That's even worse, I think.
Minus one.
One is to one.
I mean.
I let the other one slide. but
nobody calls him Big Ball Zito. Stop.
No one does, but we know that.
And then he tried to double down with DBZ. For making it weird. Come on, man.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Look, one has to wonder about BBZ. He never likes to stay in pat, you know? He always tries to make a move. So I'm just wondering, you look at this and you're like, do I have to do something about this? You know?
No,
or do you just let it all do you let it all play out?
You got time.
You do have time. We have a lot of time. There's a lot of hockey to be played.
Nobody playing a lick of defense.
It's very disappointing. Ekblad, you're a good boy, but you passed it right to the Ducks last night.
What the hell do you expect from a guy that says Mrs. Met got a little rumble in the jungle?
She does, though. Those are just facts.
No, and Judge Judy.
And Judge Judy. Have you ever seen Judge Judy standing?
I found out the photos that I saw that would allege she was Judge Booty, that they were photoshopped.
Of course they're photoshopped. I ain't know really? Where that old lady got.
Judge Judy is built like this.
She's a TV star. I don't know. Maybe she's got a personal trainer. She's been doing squats.
You can do squats. Hey, welcome
we
to my gym
you
life.
It was altered, okay? It was
you
a
can
photoshop.
Tell all the women are in there doing butt blaster and squats. And all the guys are doing bench press. Somebody asked me to spot them. Big dog. I'm going to try to get three. I say, good for you.
Yep.
Can you spot me? Absolutely not.
No.
I'm not bending over and breaking my back while you struggle. If you can't lift it, put lighter weight on there.
Yeah,
squats. The butt blaster, where they put their hands on the thing and push back.
In fairness,
with their legs.
We don't know what's hiding under her robe. It's very big. What? Well, Judge's robe, very puffy.
No, she's tiny, dude.
She's not always wearing it, Tobin.
Oh, okay. When have you seen her
he
not
gets
in the
so
robe?
So weird and so flustered. Whenever he's talking about Judge Judy, it is so uncomfortable.
Yeah. How old is Judge Judy?
Oh, man, I don't know.
She's older than Trump.
She's in the 70s, right? Hold on, let me check.
She is.
Judge Judy is
82.
Yes, she's older than Trump.
83. Sorry, 83.
Like a fine wine.
No, she is 84. No, well,
like a fine wine.
Dude, yeah, 83.
If you had an 83-year-old bottle of wine, you wouldn't have to work.
It's vintage.
I'd say.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Mike Tyson's bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. And we got your chance to win tickets. What caller number you want to give it to, Leroy, for Iron Mike tickets for his one-man show?
Let's go for caller 7 and the amount of goals the Panthers gave up.
All right. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560. You will win a pair of tickets to see Mike Tyson and his Return of the Mike show. Friend of the show, Mike Tyson. You guys can see that here.
After two gummies.
He said he was just having regular gummies. He showed us the jollies.
Hey, no gummy Mike. He might be a little.
He was very pleasant that day. It was a delight. Go check that out if you guys.
We've had Irritated Mike before too.
We have. You never know. You never know. But if you guys want to go see his show, caller 7 to 305-567-0560 wins those tickets. And if you guys want to buy them, you don't win them. Purchase them at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Also, want to let you guys know that Sports Talk on WQM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I believe your boy Charles Davis is on the call this weekend, Leroy. I heard him on with Joe Rose today. Slanderer.
Did you see the picture I sent you of Ron Pitts?
I did.
A couple of weeks ago? He does look like Leroy. Y'all look like twins.
No, he doesn't.
Bro, you look like twins.
No.
I sent you that picture, J-Fig.
Clearly he don't know who I am. Well, I don't know who he is because I thought he was Charles Davis. I felt so bad. That was a grudge. You want to talk about carrying a grudge around for a long time.
Yep.
I mean, that was the craziest thing, especially when Jay said, yeah, I talked to Charles. He goes, that wasn't me. I was like, what? All this time. They got ahead and said nothing, right?
But you thought it.
Say nothing, because usually people, when they go after people, they just, full steam ahead.
It really does sound like Charles Davis, though.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be nice about it. That's a great run by Leroy Horde like he's had before. But if that's Robert Smith, it's 6 points for the Minnesota Vikings most likely.
I don't even remember Ron Pitts doing games, but we should have been, like he said, I never worked for Fox. Like he's like, I've always been a CBS guy. So that should have, I guess, tipped us off. That's what got him off. I'm still not certain that's not Charles Davis.
But again, I don't like, here's the crazy thing. All I knew was the lead guys, right? But if I never, like, I don't remember going into a room and getting interviewed by Ron Pitts.
Right.
You know how we do the production meetings. Mm-hmm. So I never did that. So I would have known. You see what I'm saying? We didn't have production meeting, or maybe I just wasn't asked to go, which was crazy because didn't play that game.
But you always did Madden because Madden loved you.
Oh, yeah. Like Madden, like they say, what starters do you want? Leroy. He doesn't start, Leroy.
Oh, Leroy.
Yeah. I was very fortunate in that I got games called by Madden and by Jackson.
You think they bring up on the broadcast this weekend Tom Brady cloning his dog?
That was a big talk nationally.
Or do you think they just like let it go? I mean, they're just like, did we bring it up to him?
Well, when will you bring it up? In a blowout? You got to bring it up
in a blowout.
And
yeah,
that
would
be, you know what? That sounds like something Mandich would say. Because remember he used to say, hey, if I felt any better, they'd be two of me or something along those lines.
I don't know. I feel like his partner's not going to bring it up.
Wow. Look at this. You see why? Hey, you see why people, that's just mean.
O-Town, Leroy made one highlight and they still don't respect it.
Holy smokes.
They really think you're Lusaka polite.
Respect right, I know. Lusaka polite. I know.
It's your fault, though, with that famous quote.
I had a 70-yard touchdown before and like 360-yard touchdowns. I could run.
Is the week? I'm guessing that Tom Brady's calling Rams and 49ers. That looks like the best game.
Or Tampa, New England.
Ooh.
Does he ever? No, that's on CBS.
That's a CBS they go, game. Okay, then it's got to be.
They
Tampa
go
Rams
49ers. Yeah, it's gonna be. Usually, the NFC is Fox, AFC is CBS.
Well, it would have been different if
they have cross games though.
The Commanders had one. It might have been Lions Commanders if Jaden Daniels was still healthy, but and won. But nah, it's probably gonna be Rams right. Niners. They love the West Coast.
Ron Pitts.
And then, like, you know what? Thank God it was a dude that was cool about it because I called him and talked to him. I'm like, man, you can't tell me that wasn't you.
Like, he swears it.
He swears it. Like, and Jay got a laugh out of it because, Like, there's nothing worse than telling the story and being wrong for, like, 20 years. Not even, like, because I just kept it to myself.
Yeah, is there anything you've held as a grudge that long that you really shouldn't have?
Yeah, I know. Wasn't even the right guy.
Crazy. It'd be like accusing the wrong guy of letting his dog poop on your lawn or something like that.
I don't have to worry about that. I want to kick my own dog's ass. I let him outside earlier. He peed on the speaker.
Zeus?
He pees on anything upright. Jeez. He doesn't like, I'm like, Zeus, that's not a tree. The column in the back, he'll go in the rocks. Just go, like, we got number bushes and woods behind our house.
That dog is a behemoth, and he's got that fire hose pressure, too. I mean, it's crazy.
And then Dre, he's finally, you know, because dogs, they take a while before they lift their leg, right? He lifts his leg now and pees on it. So now every time he go outside, we got to give a full bath.
That's crazy.
He's
a good boy.
They go, did you walk the dogs? Not really. I didn't have enough time for the clean off.
Yep. He's a good boy. I can't get mad at him. Luna, on the other hand, mean to me. Not looking forward to the Super Bowl.
That's the one that side-eyes you?
Yeah. Pokes her head out like a prairie dog, just barking at me the whole time.
Wow. Old Town said, Leroy acting like I was the announcer. All I said was facts.
And I'm going to be nice about it. That's a great run by Leroy Horde like he's had before. But if that's Robert Smith, it's 6 points for the Minnesota Vikings, most likely.
Yeah, most likely.
That's crazy.
Who says that?
Most likely. Because, you know what that is? Trying to cover his base. Because... Because here's the thing. Does Robert Smith weave through all that traffic and get to the same point that he can make that analysis?
Hmm.
See what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to take the end result and say, ooh, if my running back had more speed. But you got to get there first. By the way, still stands.
Does it? Longest third down conversion?
On a running play.
Wow.
Still.
How about that? Conservative too. They didn't trust anybody. They probably thought,
No, and wait. You know they were conservative when he sent me out there and said, hey. Then he said, hey, just get us out of the end zone, right? Make sure you protect the football. I'm like, yeah, coach, third down. Got it.
Daylight.
I'm like, oh my God. I mean, he sent me out. But coaches are like that. Bill Belichick used to do it all the time.
Notice nobody mentioned college football playoff rankings today. Damn, look what the Canes have done.
Yeah, man. Look, you know what? Here's why, Vlad. It ain't really got nothing to do with the Canes. It's just the overall sports mojo right now in South Florida is not good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking back on this play. Your receiver kind of screwed you on that one, too, because he kind of blocked the guy into you.
I know. Like, I don't know. Believe it or not, that's how I hurt my knee 1 year in Cleveland. The receiver ran his guy in front of me to celebrate, and then that guy took me out.
Yeah. But no, look, Vlad, I get you with the rankings. It's like, one, they change all the time. Like, I don't get over these college football rankings. They've lost. I can't get mad at the thing that's annoying.
You can't be mad they lost to two unranked teams.
Yeah.
Like, end of discussion. Like, you can't get mad about your team if they lose to two unranked teams.
I've seen a lot of Canes fans upset about the Notre Dame thing. If we get there, we get there. I mean, look, they've lost to the Canes and they've lost to Texas A&M. And yes, it always hurts. It's always easy to rally from early losses. But, dude, we just lost.
You think that's the problem, too, is that, whoops, the Canes lose too late in the season.
Yeah.
Right? They lose at the worst.
It's fresh on everyone's mind.
Right.
And also, don't lose to SMU, dude. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, whoa, poor us. This ain't the same thing. Don't blow a 21-point lead. Should they have made the playoffs last year? Yeah, probably. But don't blow a 21-0 lead to Syracuse.
So my other question is, I don't know if this is an accurate assessment, But early on in the season, when you're trying to make a name for yourself, you play a certain way. And then when you get on top of the mountain or close to it, then you start playing more conservative. You think there's any of that?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're playing more conservative. I think they're just playing less disciplined. I don't know if that's gone into being conservative or not. But I did see Mario Cristobal had this quote, I think, about like, oh, you guys, SMU, don't just assume we were more talented than SMU. It's like, I'm assume it. You know what? I am going to assume it. And you blew it. I'm sorry.
Well, here's what I would say. You know what I would say about that? I would say about, I can tell with some of the penalties that you had, that they may have not been better, but they were more athletic on certain plays. Like when you hold or when you grab in the secondary, that's because that guy getting ready to run right by you, or he put a move on you that's going to make him be open.
Well, they played nastier than the Canes. Like that, right. I thought was
that's it right
that,
there.
I think that was clear, but I don't want.
I don't know what happens from week to week. Like for me, no matter what level of football that I played, as soon as I got hit, right, I understood what was going on.
I'll tell you what did them in was that damn month vacation they had.
Yeah. But that's
spread it out a little more.
I wanna say it's a coaching thing to keep guys focused on it, right? Because keep in mind, with all those breaks, even the game they won, they start off really slow. Right? When in games past, they were really starting really fast.
These headphones that Hockman has? Looks like he stole them from a gas station.
Oh, my God. Did. Is that a... That would look like it was part of an Iowa...
He loved his headphones.
Iowa radio cassette player. Yeah. Jesus.
We got to get out of here.
We've seen this in the 90s.
Hockman, Crowder, and Solana are coming on up. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.